Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We're speaking with New York State Senator Jessica Ramos of District 13, and she is, of course, a member of the Democratic Party and a member of the New York State Senate representing District 13, which, and tell me if I forget any of the neighborhoods you represent, Senator. Corona, East Elmhurst, Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, and part of Astoria and Woodside. Did I miss anything?
Well, sadly, because of redistricting, I will be losing Astoria and Woodside and gaining a little sliver of Rego Park, with some more Elmhurst starting in January. I know it can get a little confusing for voters around these times.
Regardless of where you represent in Queens, there is some very exciting news for Queens. Senator, I understand that New York City officials have announced the city's first professional soccer stadium is going to be built in Willets Point, Queens. Can you tell us about it, please?
Well, there is a promise of building a hotel and affordable housing. That's all 100% union, 100% affordable housing, with a stadium that will be built with private money. And so this is all a proposal that still needs to go through public review. And we'll be hearing the community's input over the following month.
So this is not a done deal yet. This is still in the proposal stages, or has it finally been approved and you still need public input?
The entire proposal still has to go through what's called the ULURP, which is the Uniform Land Use Review Process that the city requires in order for that land to be used for this purpose. So we'll be paying attention. I know Councilmember Moya has been working very hard on this project for a long time, and he and the mayor will be overseeing that process.
Senator, I know you mentioned some of the amenities that this stadium is planned to have. It is, of course, the city's first major league venue since 2012 and will play home to the New York Football Club. How many seats will this stadium have, and what are some of the other amenities? I understand it'll include, as you mentioned, though, that 2,500 housing unit area and a hotel, correct?
That's correct. And the school. Well, so the stadium itself is expected to have 25,000 seats. I'm expecting them to work very closely with our local small businesses and restaurants so that we are fomenting economic opportunity for local neighbors. And we're supposed to hear about the breakdown of affordable housing for those 2,500 units. We want real affordable housing. I was told a significant percentage would be for households at $40,000 or less. And we'll see if that holds throughout the process.
We're speaking with State Senator Jessica Ramos. Senator, so you alluded earlier to the fact that taxpayers won't necessarily be on the entire hook for this big development project, which is very exciting for the New York City area. How will this be paid for?
My understanding from the mayor's announcement is that the stadium is going to be fully paid by the team and its investors and all private money. And then with the affordable housing, because there is some city monies involved, but they're working with big real estate developers, that it will have to go through the review process. So we will hopefully have an outcome where we have true affordable housing and where everything is 100% built with union jobs.
Senator, I know that this has been a long time in coming. There were over 20 different potential locations looked at for this. It's gone through two other mayoral administrations. When do you expect all to be said and done, and when do you think that the first shovel will actually end up going in the ground?
Well, as a soccer fan, I'm disappointed it won't be ready in time for the next World Cup, which is going to be played here in the United States and in our area. So I think it's going to be around 2027, 2028, they said. It's a place where soccer fans are going to be able to enjoy not only NYCFC games, hopefully, but other games and friendlies as well. It's the first soccer-specific stadium in New York and in the general area, and it's an exciting opportunity.
And what kind of an economic boon do you expect that this will be, not only for Queens, but for the New York regional area?
Oh, we're always expecting to have economic opportunity for our local community, our local vendors and entrepreneurs, our artists, making sure that our culture is an integral part of what all of this investment is going towards. And certainly that starts with creating good union jobs, not only during the construction, but also during the maintenance and operation of these buildings, of the stadium, of the school, of the hotel. And in that way, really expanding what really is going to be a brand new neighborhood in New York City.
And Senator, when do you expect those hearings that we spoke about at the beginning of the interview to be taking place? Is there information that's going to be on your website, for people to follow this issue?
We will be sharing information on our social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. Really, we should be paying attention to the schedule that's released by the New York City Council.
New York State Senator Jessica Ramos, thank you so much for being with the 77 WABC Early News.
Thanks for having me.